This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck, and I am your host for the first hour. I just want to reiterate, this week was a bit slower in terms of daily editorials on the website because I was at that Sprott conference throughout the week. It's a good conference to meet up with companies, but I do have to say attendance, again, was pretty low. It was a bit of a slow show, which just goes to speak to the overall metals markets. We're going to only spend this first segment on metals, and in the rest of the first hour, talk more about what we heard from Trump at the tail end of the week, as well as talk about some of the other markets. I am kicking off the show with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of The Daily Gold. And Jordan, regarding gold first, gold was selling off throughout the week, but thankfully, on more or less Thursday, right before the end of the trading day, we had some comments by Trump in an interview with CNBC, and on Friday, reiterating some of these comments through some tweets, it managed to reverse the dollar move up, and gold at least managed to gain a little bit. But in all fairness, it did drop to a low of just above 1210 on Thursday. What do you have to say about the overall gold complex right now, continuing to, again, be very much oversold?
Yeah, Corey, it's been interesting because so many people, myself included, we were expecting a rally in the mid-1200s, and then it looked like it could be 1240, and then it broke down, and then I said last weekend, I said, look for a test of 1220, and then it bounced, and we got that, I believe, on Wednesday, and then Thursday we had the Trump comments. As you know, I put out a subscriber update before yesterday, saying that, well, it's possible gold bottomed today, but it could go a little bit lower because there's stronger support around 1210 and thereabouts. And so I think, technically speaking, it looks good how this happened, even though it happened on Trump's comments. It doesn't really matter what the reason is. I mean, that's what smart traders always say. And if you look at a monthly chart of gold, there's strong monthly support around 1200 to 1210. And that, I mean, when you see strong support on a monthly chart, that's significant for at least a few months. So I think gold has probably seen its low for the next couple months. I mean, we were talking beforehand, and I think it's probably going to hold up into September, maybe throughout the entire month. Maybe it won't be October until 1200 gets tested again. So I think that low around 1210 is probably going to hold up for a few months. On the upside, I mean, the first key resistance is probably, looking at the chart now, 1240, and then you have 1260, and then I have some confluence of resistance around 1275. So I think 1260 is probably going to get tested on this rally. It may even pop above it for a day or two. So that's what I'm looking for as far as this counter trend rally. I don't like the larger setup at hand, but I think gold here and now is going to hold that low around 1210, and it's set up for some strength over the weeks ahead.
Now, Jordan, when you say 1260, 1270 might be the next level that gold sees, that's over $100 off of still that high that I think everybody is waiting for in 2016, and even that recent peak that we put in just earlier this year in, let's say, mid-April. Overall, if we only get a bounce to 1260, that's not going to really bring the masses back on board for gold, will it?
No, I really don't see a lot of, I don't see a lot of people coming back. I mean, this rebound, the reason for it, I think, would be a sentiment unwind. Basically, you just get people unwinding their bearish positions. There's no fundamental reason for a rebound. I mean, we've talked about seasonality, and I don't care for that. It's really too subjective. But yeah, I don't expect this to bring a lot of people back to the sector. I mean, we're not We're not going to see an influx of retail back into the sector until we see a strong move higher in gold. You know, whether that happens now or later at a lower level remains to be seen. I mean, I think it's probably going to happen sometime next year at a lower level than where we are now. But yeah, there's really no hope for a lot of people coming back to the sector right now. I just don't see it. Now, it's interesting because there's a kind of a dichotomy, because if a company is making a legitimate discovery, money is really flowing into those areas. So that's something I've been talking about. I mean, a junior that can make a discovery, a legitimate discovery, they will be rewarded in the market, regardless of how metals prices are acting. So that's where the capital and the interest is going to flow in the meantime, as metals struggle here in the months ahead, I think.
Well, let's talk about what's going on in the stocks, because you look at GDX, and as we're recording this, GDX is still trading below 22. It is Friday, and it very much looks like GDX will close this week below that 22 level. More importantly, is that lower part of the trading range that it keeps on seeming to bottom out at, which is right about 21. But overall, even as gold has broken down, GDX still is holding in there, but it's very weak. It's the overall breadth of GDX continues to be, well, small. Only a few stocks are helping to hold this ETF in there. Do you have a comment on that?
Yes, I do. And that's a very good point, Corey. And this is something that I believe we talked about 1 week or 2 weeks ago. And that's even though the miners appear to be leading gold. If you looked at the GDX advanced decline line, and I talked about this in an article. So that's a breadth indicator, and it's an excellent leading indicator. And that was not confirming the strength that we saw in the GDX to gold ratio. So in other words, what was happening is most of GDX was pretty weak, but you had six stocks, which is about 35% of the index, which were really strong, and their charts look like they're in bull markets, basically. So that part of the index was really holding the index up. But looking at the participation of the entire index, and to get that, you look at the advanced decline line, that's pretty weak. Where we are here and now, just yesterday after we've made this bottom, it appears, the advanced decline line hit a 3.5-month low yesterday. So the participation of the sector remains very weak. And if the GDX advanced decline line, Corey, if that remains weak during this rally, it's just not, it's just ominously bearish, I think, when this rally runs its course, because it would reflect that participation is really weak. And I think these strong stocks that have been doing really well, they're going to crack if gold loses this 1200 support. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen the next month or two, because earlier I said I think we're probably going to hold this low well into September. So this is probably an October or November issue that I'm talking about here. But these strong stocks will get hit at some point if gold continues to trend down. I think it'll probably be during the next decline in gold when it goes into the 1100s. I mean, that's going to affect these strong stocks. So ultimately, if that does happen, these indices, GDX, GDXJ, they're going to roll over and break down, even though they haven't yet. But I would, and even just in the last couple of days, Corey, let's talk about that, because we had this pretty big positive reversal on the Trump comments. And if you just look at GDX and GDXJ, I mean, the action of the last couple of days, I mean, they've just barely done anything. They haven't outperformed. And so if you were looking at these charts over the last couple of months, you'd be getting excited seeing, oh, well, the miners are leading gold. Like, they've been holding up well. Well, what happened when gold finally put in a low and today it's up? I mean, there's just barely any strength out of GDX and GDXJ. So that's concerning and damning if you're a gold bug expecting some massive rally. I just don't see that happening.
All right. Well, Jordan, interesting comments. Sorry that they aren't maybe a little bit more bullish for the metals. But again, we aren't saying that the metals are just going to break down. It's just a market right now that needs some other things to happen. Fed policy, dollar moves, lots at play right here, and the metals are very much ignored. Jordan, thanks for your time. Everybody stick around. I am going to be right back. And as I said, we are going to be focusing a bit more on the broad markets and some other key movers.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the Weekend Edition. In this segment, we are going to be chatting again a little bit more about the markets and some of the nuances that this guest, who I believe is new to the Weekend Show, sees what's going on behind the scenes. I am chatting with Mike Larson. He is the editor of the Safe Money Report, also the senior analyst at Weiss Ratings. Mike, we've been chatting on the website for some time now, but I wanted to feature you on the Weekend Show and talk about, again, the U.S. equity markets and the nuances that we're seeing, because we're hearing a lot about FANG stocks, and that just continues to be on everyone's radar. But when you actually look at the FANG stocks, they've been underperforming the defensive sector stocks of recently. Can you take us through what you're watching here?
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, the popular press focuses a lot on the handful of winners, right? I mean, we hear about Facebook every day. We hear about Amazon, Alphabet, you know, formerly Google, and so on. And you know, it's interesting. Those stocks, if you look at the first half of this year, those few FANG names basically accounted for more than the entire return of the S&P 500. More specifically, if you look at the overall S&P, it was up about 2.7% in the first half of 2018. But the FANG stocks contributed a gain of 3.4% on the positive side, while the entire rest of the index contributed a 0.7% loss. So again, you know, if you were to strip out just those names that get all the media attention, everything else on average was producing a negative return. Now again, these numbers kind of bounce around a lot, but it's also interesting when I recently looked at performance in the last month. You have utilities that, depending on any given day, the utility ETF XLU in the U.S. here is up about 2 to 3 times the performance in the last month of the XLK, which is the broad tech ETF. So, you know, there does appear to be some shifting going on in terms of market leadership. You know, whether or not that's going to continue remains to be seen, but I tend to prefer a more defensive posture at this stage in the economic cycle. I mean, we're starting to see the credit markets have some tremors, the kinds of which I haven't seen in quite some time since before the great financial crisis. We have a Federal Reserve that's committed to continuing to raise short-term interest rates until, in my opinion, something breaks in the market and the economy. That's been the pattern in past Fed hiking cycles. And again, you know, when it comes to the overall market, I just don't think we have nothing more than a few dogs that are pulling the stock market sled. It's interesting. I was thinking when it popped up on, ironically enough, my Facebook feed the other day, were some pictures that my wife and I took on the 2016 Money, Metals, and Mining cruise. It went from Anchorage to Vancouver. It was a great opportunity to speak to investors about my views on the market and so on. And fortunately, it wasn't all work and no play. We got to do some of the shore events as well and experience the beauty up there. And you know, one shore excursion that we did was we go to this sled dog facility outside the capital city of Juneau, where they train the dogs that are going to run later on, be in teams that run the Iditarod and so on, train there. They pull sleds on wheels instead of on snow. And it was interesting, you know, the lessons that they taught us, that the instructors there are talking about, the entire team of dogs has to work together, pull together, and so on, or it just doesn't work. And I feel like that's kind of what we have for the market here. I mean, you've got a handful of these dogs, a handful of these FANG names that are pulling the entire market, whereas behind that there's a lot of sectors that are lagging, and I think that speaks to where we are in the credit cycle and the fact that this bull market is just very old and very tired.
Yeah, we have been talking a fair bit about the lack of breadth for this recent market recovery, but if you just look at the broad averages, they are continuing to climb closer and closer to those all-time highs. Do you think we're also seeing a general bit of uneasiness in the VIX as well, even though the VIX is or did touch a level that we hadn't seen since late January of this year? If you look at 2017, and I know 2017 was a historically boring low-volatility year, but we're still holding above most of all of 2017 VIX levels.
Yeah, my working assumption based on my research is that blow-off high that we had in late December, early January, may be it, and I say may be it for this bull market. We had a real run to the highs there, a run for the roses. Volatility collapsed to levels we've never seen. But then we had that VIX explosion at the very end of January, early February. I mean, the VIX went from, you know, what was it, around 9 or 10 all the way up to 50 at the highs. Now, it's certainly come back down into that 12, 13 range. But if you look on a chart, technically speaking, we've held the breakout level that we had initially back at the end of January. We're coming down. We're testing it, but we're holding fairly solidly, and it's been tested multiple times. So as long as we stay in the elevated range, I think it kind of confirms what I'm seeing in terms of the sector analysis, that, you know, we've had small caps in the NASDAQ composite make marginal new highs, but the Dow Industrials are well off their highs, the Dow Transports are well off their highs, even the utilities, while performing well recently, are well off their highs. And again, you can find lots of sectors like financials that have been dismal, emerging market stocks. I mean, some of these emerging market ETFs and stocks are down 10, 20, 30% from their highs, and not really seeing much life at all to it. At the same time, you have the dollar that's been the U.S. dollar that's been rising sharply here and is testing some very important levels. As a matter of fact, just this week, it's been testing the highest level since July 2017. So depending on what happens there, I think that's going to be a headwind for corporate profits. I mean, you add it all up, and again, I think that the important thing is, you know, I'm not saying the market's going to crash tomorrow or anything like that, but I do think, you know, as an investor, you've got to take note of these changes in character. This is a different market that we've had since January of this year than we had in the years leading up to it. So you have to take different strategies. You know, in my services, I'm recommending that investors hold much higher levels of cash. About a year ago as we moved on in 2017, I was recommending investors basically be fully invested. Now I'm talking about 40% cash positions, and I've moved them out of recommendations, things like Travelers or Triple M or Texas Instruments, and into things that are much more conservative, yield-focused investments, things like Pinnacle Foods or One Gas. These are utility-type companies that are much more conservative, that have yield protection, and that are in sectors that tend to hold up and outperform the market, even when things are rough in terms of a slowdown in growth and an increase in volatility. So that's why I think really defensive nature-type picks are what's going to work going forward.
Okay, so overall taking a more defensive strategy, does this have anything to do, or do you pay attention for that matter, to these sentiment numbers that we do get on a very regular basis, but just this week the Investors Intelligence sentiment numbers showed again the widest divergence between bulls and bears being at the lowest level, I believe, since the very beginning of this year when we got that volatility. Sometimes that contrary play, when you see a bullish extreme, is to move into more defensive sectors. Is that playing a role as well?
Yeah, I think it certainly is. I mean, you know, we've obviously had a run off the lows here in terms of the S&P. I mean, we breached that, or we're at that sort of 2800 level that was kind of significant resistance. Although we're still about 100 points below the highs we set, or almost, I guess, 80 points or so below the highs we had in that blow off move.
So, Mike, unfortunately, to cut you short, we are out of time for this segment on the radio, but you and I will continue this discussion, and I will post the full interview on our website for the weekend show posting in segment 2. To listen to that full interview, just come to kereport.com, click on Hour 1. I'm going to be right back with Dana Lyons.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everyone enjoyed my conversation with Michael Larson. He has, as I mentioned, become more of a regular guest on the show, and I think a very valuable guest to listen to for perspectives outside of just the metals. Another guest that I definitely lump into that category is Dana Lyons. Dana is a fund manager based out of Chicago, also joins me on a very regular basis on this show. And Dana, what I want to first talk about is something you and I were talking about off mic, and that is time frames for how you manage the money that you have under your leadership, as well as more or less just a understanding of being able to catch and ride some trends while not being shaken out on the short term, and also not kind of getting stuck too long into something. We can call this maybe a practical time frame or an intermediate term time frame. You and I were talking about more of a 2 to 6 month time frame for this. Can you just share some more details why you really think that's the sweet spot and why you focus on this time frame?
Sure, Corey. Well, everyone's got their own system, their own strategy. For us, that is the time frame that we have focused on since we developed a risk model in the market to try to capture the up moves and avoid the down moves in the market. So we've been using this model largely intact since actually the late 70s. So and it was really developed to capture that intermediate term time frame, as you suggest, or what I'm calling the practical time frame. And I use that term because basically that 2 to 6 month time frame is large enough in the stock market to include moves large enough on the upside that you want to capture it, and moves large enough on the downside that you want to try to avoid it. So in the short term, things are really unpredictable. You can't time everything. You can't avoid every single loss. And like you said, in the long, long term, you can sit on a thesis or an idea for, you know, say a couple of years or something, and lose just a ton of money waiting for that. Even if it ends up being correct, you can lose a lot of money in the interim waiting for that to prove yourself right or wrong. So what we've always focused on, taking data right directly from the market itself. So we're not forecasting or anything. We're using what the market is telling us directly is data on momentum and breadth and those types of statistics that tell us what the market is doing right now and is likely to continue to do on, again, that 2 to 6 month time frame. So, I mean, you could get a 10% correction pretty quickly in the market, and we'd just assume try to avoid that over that within that intermediate term time frame. Then again, you can have a nice rally like we've seen since the lows in February, March of this year that you want to be a part of, even if you can't avoid every loss or capture every single drop of the gain. That time frame is one that we've found that's practical enough and useful enough to for us to attempt to, you know, capture much of the upside and avoid much of those larger down moves within that time frame.
All right, so Dana, let's recap almost what we talked about in our last couple interviews, because everything still is very much running kind of along the status quo. We're seeing large caps continue to perform fairly well. Tech, led by, again, those large tech stocks, continue to perform very well. And small caps continuing to run all within the VIX. When you look at the VIX, it's been dropping to some levels that we haven't seen in months. At one point this week, had an 11 handle in front of it. It seems like right now we're almost in the middle of these ongoing runs, these trends that have been in place. Which trends do you think are here to stay for even longer?
It's tough for us. Like I said, we don't try to forecast, but we try to jump on trends, on setups that are working now. And when they stop working, the market will tell us they're not working any longer. So we'll just continue to ride those. And the same trends that we've been seeing for some time, like you mentioned, continue to be the ones that are going either on the upside or the downside. So yeah, still have relative strength, leadership among the small caps, growth, technology, biotech. Some of the same areas of the market that have been leading the way for some time, internet stocks. And then you have, since, you know, the correction shook out earlier in this year, you have other areas of the market that are kind of stuck in the mud. Like a lot of the large cap area, especially the value area, has basically been going nowhere, spinning its wheels since the correction back in February and March. So that continues to be the case. So we'll stick. Our investment selection philosophy is based on relative strength and concentrating our assets in those areas that are working, that are performing the best, and those areas continue to be the same. So we'll continue to concentrate our investments in those areas until they stop working.
Now, there were a couple sectors that we talked about last time that you saw a reversal coming, one of those being the housing sector and that home builders ETF. It had dropped to a level where it looked attractive, and it wasn't just you that was pointing to this. I also had another guest that pointed this out. So far, that reversal actually has been taking place. Can you break that down for us again?
Sure. It kind of goes, you know, coming off my comments about relative strength and sticking with what's performing best, there on the rare occasion we will try to catch that falling knife or look for that mean reversion play if the setup is extremely compelling. And over the last month or so, we have identified a couple of those especially compelling cases that have worked out well, including, as you mentioned, the housing stocks, also the broker-dealer stocks, tested some key support levels, including their highs from back in 2007. The housing index, like I mentioned, tested their highs from back in 2005. We also saw some international markets like Brazil testing key breakout levels, and they have it has responded well to the upside as well. So along with the relative strength, you know, holding the good stocks, avoiding the bad stocks, there have been a couple mean reversion type plays that have presented themselves over the last couple weeks that are working out nicely for us. So that has been a little bit of an X factor lately. So at the moment, I'm not seeing much of that right now. So it's a lot of sitting on your hands at the moment right now. So you got to strike when those opportunities present themselves, and not force it when things aren't really setting up for a lot of entry points like they aren't right now. So not doing a lot right now.
Now talking about not forcing it, even when you might think that you see some opportunities, let's talk about the metals, because we do have an audience that really likes to follow the metals, and a lot of the comments have been that gold, silver, they are all very oversold. Look at what happened to copper in the last 30 days. But the fact of the matter is, these moves can, unfortunately, last a little bit longer, and you really need to reassess just the possibility of how big a little pop could be. What are your comments right now on the metals complex in general?
Sure. I did put out a post on silver, covered that yesterday or today. It's important what you said. You could have a thesis like we talked about. You could have a great thesis that might end up being correct, you know, down the line in several months or a year or whenever. But in the meantime, you could lose a lot of money if you don't have some sort of a discipline, some sort of a mechanism to get you out of that market while you're waiting for that thesis to play out. And I think that's where we are with the precious metals.
Still, maybe not the best time to force a trade. Dana, great having you on the show. Thanks again for your comments. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back to wrap up the first hour with Chris Martinson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody has enjoyed those first three segments, talking more broadly about the markets and also a little bit of what President Trump has been tweeting and a little bit of chaos in the currency markets that he caused at the tail end of the week. But in this segment, I am chatting with Chris Martinson, co-founder, co-editor of peakprosperity.com. And Chris, let's circle back around to the U.S. equity market, something that you and I have talked about recently. Our last interview I found very interesting, where you said fundamental analysis just does not matter for the markets right now. One aspect of the markets that I find very interesting is the lack of any sort of breadth taking these markets higher. We are truly right now being led higher by just a very select number of stocks that seem to indiscriminately just get money put into them. You stated a data point to me off mic about how much value is contained in the top five stocks. Can you share the lack of breadth and what that data point means to you, please?
Well, sure. You know, in a healthy market, breadth refers to the idea that all the components of that are moving up. So you would see all the sectors sort of moving up. You'd see healthcare and transports and manufacturing, all those sorts of pieces, consumer discretionary staples, all that stuff would be moving up in lockstep. What we're seeing of late is what's called a narrowing of the breadth. And just five companies, the so-called FANGs, but with Microsoft in there, so FANG-M, that's Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Google, and Microsoft, are those five companies have as much market cap now as the bottom 286 companies in the S&P 500. They are close to about a $5 trillion market cap, closing in on that. It's just an astonishing number. And what's really interesting is that when you look at their earnings under all of that collectively, you find that they're basically trading at a PE of about 34. So this is a really expensive group of stocks. They're priced for perfection, and they are responsible for more than 100% of the gain in the NASDAQ this year, a different index. And so what that means is that collectively, all the other stocks in the NASDAQ kind of lost ground, and these five more than made up for that. So that's really the world we live in, and that sort of narrowing of the breadth when you're down to just five companies is not a robust place to be. And I think it's really, really ignoring a lot of risks, obviously. But one of the biggest ones is that several of these companies are very, very ripe for antitrust actions to be taken against them and would have been taken in prior years and eras.
Just look at what happened to Google this week as well, where the fine didn't even impact the stock price or to any significant degree. It's turning into almost a business expense for these guys potentially getting fined. But you do bring up a good point there, Chris. Why do you think the market more or less just ignored that fine that Google got earlier in the week?
I think the non sort of covert reason would just be, hey, this is what happens towards the ends of bubbles. Good news is good news. Bad news is good news. Everything's ignored. And it gets back to that statement you opened with, which is fundamental analysis just doesn't matter anymore. Fundamentally, Google's prospects in the EU just got monkey hammered, not just the fine itself, which is a ding, but what it represents for them going forward. Fundamentally, we can look at Amazon and say this is a classic case for antitrust to be broken in, because Amazon loses money on its retail division. You know, I think the reason so many people love, you know, having Amazon Prime and buying is because Amazon loses money on that transaction, but they're subsidizing it with their Amazon Web Services, which is very profitable. It's illegal under antitrust to use dissimilar related business enterprises to subsidize one using another, especially if that one is out there driving your competitors out of business. It would have been like Standard Oil coming in and buying up all the hotels in San Francisco and making room rates a dollar, you know, just to drive all the other hotels out of business. It's a legal activity. There's a reason that we have antitrust laws. Amazon is ripe for that. If Amazon gets broken up, the fair value for its current retail division would be zero, given its earnings.
I know. That's the craziest thing when you look into where Amazon makes its money. It is just so focused on its web services division. And in all fairness, hey, I'm an Amazon Prime customer because it's convenient and a great deal, but it is pushing, yeah, other companies more or less out of business because of, well, their back office worker, that web services that manages to make so much money. Let's also talk about budget deficits. There was a recent estimate going out 10 years of future U.S. budget deficits. There's one thing that I think everyone can agree on. These deficits are just getting larger and larger and larger. There doesn't seem anything that the government can do. No policies seem to be helping. What's your takeaway from that 10-year projection of just how bad the U.S. deficit is going to get?
Well, I mean, it's such a surprise, Corey. It caught us all off guard because who knew that if you cut taxes and raise spending, that somehow you would get these budget deficits. But, you know, shocked as we are, here we have to look at them now. It's an astonishing sea of red ink, and it starts at $1.1 trillion for this calendar year and goes forward from there up to possibly a high of $2.4 trillion by 2028, yearly deficit, $2.4 trillion. And it just marches up. And a lot of that structural in nature. It's the tax cuts that have sort of been encoded, but we have to look at a couple of other key drivers in this. The first, interest expense, now $400 billion a year in interest expense and climbing very rapidly. It was basically it's up, you know, over 100% in just the last few years, and that reflects rising interest rates and rising deficits, adding to the collective debt levels of the nation. And then the second piece, really big, and it's still a fairly underreported story, is that the Social Security Administration is in a cash flow deficit. They're busy confusing the issue with the help of the mainstream media writers out there saying, oh, but they have this trust fund. They don't have a trust fund. They got a pile of Treasury IOUs. Wait, isn't the Treasury part of this U.S. government? Yeah, yes, it is. If the Treasury has to redeem those bonds, where would they get that cash? Well, they'd have to go out into the market and raise that cash. So the Social Security cash shortfall is now a big driver of what we're going to be seeing going forward in terms of increased deficits. That's structural. Nothing you can do about that unless you got politicians ready, willing, able to step up and monkey with either the tax rates for workers, making them higher, or cutting the benefits for people taking retirement. Both of those third rails of politics, won't be seeing that happening anytime soon, would be my prediction.
So, Chris, it just begs the question to me is, when is this all going to matter? We talk about how big the deficit is getting, and it's not just in the U.S., in all fairness. There are other countries out there that are growing their deficits even faster than the U.S., but it still just doesn't seem to matter for the markets, for individuals, but it is a scary fact. Where do you stand on that, where it's scary, but it hasn't mattered yet?
I know it. I think back to the great quote by Ernest Hemingway when asked how he went broke. He replied, "Slowly, then all at once." The United States right now is insolvent. I'm using that term very carefully. Insolvent means simply that your liabilities exceed your assets plus your possible future income. But as long as you can keep, you know, maintaining, insolvency doesn't necessarily lead to bankruptcy. I think the spirit of your question is, when does this end in bankruptcy, which is a legal term, which means, you know, you throw up your hands and say, can't do this, we have to restructure this in some important way. That's coming. I certainly see it in the latest, that 10-year projection of budget deficits. Those numbers that have been put out, they're horrifying, huge. And, of course, they don't include the possibility of a recession anywhere in there, which, of course, is a near 100% certainty over the next 10 years. And those, of course, would compound those numbers. Further, they have really, really, really low estimates for what they think interest rates are going to be. If interest rates spike at all, then, of course, this just compounds and gets worse. The magic breaking line, I think, mathematically happens to be the day the U.S. government has to borrow 100% of tax revenues, meaning tax revenues are right around $2 trillion right now. They're borrowing $1.1 trillion. Cast all that forward. What happens when tax revenues are $2.5 trillion and they're borrowing $2.5 trillion, right? That's a moment where things get really dicey mathematically, but things fall apart well before then as foreign investors turn away and the United States has to self-fund.
Yep, it'll sure be a scary time when the rest of the world starts to truly turn its back on the U.S., but hey, Chris, we're just not quite there yet, and unfortunately we are out of time, but it is very interesting to see just how at mercy these markets are to what Trump is tweeting, and how much, or at least maybe what the reaction will be from the Fed, if any. Right now, though, currencies seem to be the most volatile. U.S. equity markets continue to be led by such a small number of stocks, but you can look across the board, even to gold stocks, as was pointed out in our first segment, that only a few of the precious metal stocks are actually putting in some decent numbers. So money definitely has gotten much more selective. We are going to toss it over to Big Al for KER Politics. Please, everyone, keep in touch. Fleck at KEReport.com. I always love hearing what you all have to say.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit KEReport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.